AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Campaigners in the UK have urged ministers there to allow schools to pilot a four-day work week in order to tackle worsening teacher burnout and recruitment and retention issues. The Four-Day Week Foundation says it's not about doing less, but doing work smarter to ensure staff well-being. We'll ask whether that should be implemented here shortly. Would the issues be the same? But first, James Reeves, campaign manager with the Four-Day Week Foundation, is on the line. James, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, let's talk about why you want to do this first. What's your logic?
Yeah, so the Four-Day Week Foundation campaigns for a 32-hour, four-day working week for all, and we want that to be the normal way of working by 2030. And we think that this would be transformative for the health and well-being of people generally. We know from the data from business and industry that it has very profound impacts on recruitment retention, on staff well-being, and also often you'll see huge productivity improvements. And schools are an integral part of that puzzle. If we do want to move society to a place where a four-day working week is the norm, then schools are going to have to play a role in that as well. So that's really what we're about and what we do. And we've looked at the kind of health and well-being of teachers and have seen the huge challenges. So we really want to try and do something about it.
Now, you're starting with teachers, kind of a pilot project you're trying to get the government to agree to. How many hours do teachers currently work over 5 days?
It's a good question. I mean, it really does vary dependent on the school and the individual. But the Department for Education in the UK's Working Lives of Teachers survey found that a third of teachers are working over 50-hour weeks, which, given that the maximum working time directive in the UK is for, and that's an EU regulation, so that applies to Ireland as well. But the maximum working time for anyone is supposed to be 48 hours. So you've got huge numbers of people who are working more than the maximum working time. And I'm sure that applies across many different industries. But I think for teachers in particular, there's a lot of unseen work that happens at home in the evenings and over weekends.
Yeah, this is self-reporting, though, by teachers. And a lot of people look askance at these kind of contentions that, in, you know, they might have limited enough contact hours with the students during the day because they, in secondary schools, they don't teach every hour of every day. They generally will maybe a couple of periods in the morning or two or three periods in the morning, a couple of periods in the afternoon, and then they have time in between to have a coffee in the staff room or to mark papers or prepare stuff for the following day. Many of them will claim they do hours and hours and hours of work at home, but parents will look askance and say, no, that's not true.
They will, but I think really what parents want is the best possible outcome for their child. Sorry, they want to know that their child is going to school each day and in an environment where they can thrive. And teacher well-being is really, really struggling. I mean, some of the data from a charity called Education Support, which sort of looks at that, they've got something called the Teacher Well-being Index, found that 76% of education staff report feeling stressed at work, and that rises to 86% of senior leaders, with loads of them reporting burnout and exhaustion. And because of that, there's a recruitment and retention crisis. And if we're losing our most experienced staff and we're losing our early career staff before they develop that experience to ensure that they can provide the best quality education for students, then we're doing parents and young people a disservice.
Isn't it a fact that the young teacher has to get that experience, and often it's tough? But as they mature as teachers, you know, they prepare the classwork before, they only have to update it. They develop hacks to get through the exam marking and exam prep and so on, because they've done it before and they know they'll be doing it again. So maybe the young teacher has to put up with it to get the experience and learn how to become an effective teacher. And that does take time.
Definitely. I mean, time is the biggest teacher in our lives, and teaching isn't immune to that. But when you have 90% of teachers considering leaving the profession last year, citing high workload, that feels to me as though it's too high a number to say that the workload is fine and we should just carry on as normal. The Education Endowment Foundation, which is sort of the behemoth evidence research organization for teaching and schools, has found that for recruiting, retaining and supporting teachers, reducing their workload and improving access to flexible working has really high potential to drive improvements in terms of retaining staff. So we think it's time that teachers, individuals, schools who are curious about how to improve the work-life balance of their staff start to think about pilots in evaluation, because if we don't test whether or not these innovations work, then we won't understand whether or not they can be rolled out at scale. So there's an Academies Trust in England called the Dixon's Academies Trust, who brought in a 9-day fortnight for their staff, and they saw a 43% reduction in turnover, which is a huge number and something that I think we need to try and replicate.
Okay, now what about for parents who effectively, and I don't mean this in a disparaging way, it's needs must, you know, two parents out at work, or in the case of single parent families, that parent out at work, and they kind of depend on the kid being in school 5 days a week. If suddenly the kid is in school 4 days a week, what then?
Absolutely. I mean, parents are part of this solution. So what we would advise any organisation that wants to trial a shorter working week is that they consult all of the individuals who will be affected by those changes. So parents have to be part of the process that schools go through when they're thinking about trialling a shorter working week. But I don't think we should see parents as barriers in this conversation. Parents ultimately want the best education for their children, young people. And if the staff in their particular schools don't feel particularly well, if they're not, you know, not at their best, then they won't deliver the best education. So I think many parents would be supportive, provided that the trials led to a better education for their children.
Does it mean reduce contact hours with the kids, maybe reducing the curriculum, taking some subjects off the curriculum, which might not be good for students?
That's a much, much bigger question than what we're discussing. I know recently in the UK there was the Curriculum and Assessment Review, which has reviewed whether or not the curriculum is fit for purpose and for the future workforce, given all of the changes that we're going to see over the next few years. Mm. But that's not what we're calling for. What we're calling for initially is a trial with teachers. And we really do feel as though schools will be able to maintain the levels of contact time that they currently have. There are several different models that have been trialled in various different schools. So the case studies are there of schools making it work with working time reduction. And it really comes down to being quite sensible with your timetabling, building things like staff rotas to ensure that you have the right coverage. You know, this happens in the NHS already, so there's no reason why it couldn't work in schools too.
Okay, a comment coming in. Teachers don't work weekends, they don't work bank holidays, they don't work Christmas, they've long summer holidays, and now they want a four-day week. It's unbelievable. Another one, is this a joke? Less time for teachers to work? They only work for 7 months a year as it is. That's from Susan. So, you know, people don't have a lot of sympathy. There may be a real issue, and we know in this country there is a real issue with retention and recruitment and teachers going off to other places to earn a living, having qualified here. But the idea that more holidays is going to sort it out, or fewer working hours is going to sort it out, as I say, parents are looking askance at this.
Sorry, I lost you for a second there, Pat, but I think I got the general gist of
basically
the comments that
they've a very, very nice working year as it is.
Yeah, and I think that for a long, long time drove a lot of people to think about teaching as a career for them. It was for a long time one of the motivators for people entering teaching that, those long holidays would be really beneficial for them. But unfortunately, they don't have the pull anymore, and the conditions and the challenges that teachers face throughout the school year are increasing, and the pressures that schools are under are growing. And we need to find ways to make their day-to-day lives better rather than just leaving the kind of 6 week summer holiday to be the thing or the period of time where they can rest and recover, because we need people at their best throughout the year.
James Reeves, campaign manager for the 4 Day Week Foundation, thank you very much for joining us. Eric Nelligan, assistant principal at St. Munchan's College, has been listening to all of that. Eric, what do you think? Teacher burnout, recruitment and retention a problem? You could echo that here, I'm sure. And the solution, a 4 Day Week. What do you think? Is Eric there? I know Eric was listening to that conversation. While we're attempting to reconnect, this from the Teachers Union of Ireland. A 4 Day Week would be impossible to implement in our current post-primary system, which is subject-specific. The main issue is with teacher recruitment and retention, and one of the issues, read this, is workload. Prep work and corrections at home are increasing the workload, making the job inflexible in post-primary. We need to move towards smaller class sizes and a reduction in the ever-increasing administrative workload that is driving many from the profession. This would, of course, benefit students because there would be smaller groups. This one, the idea that post-primary teachers work from 9 to 4 is a fallacy. The preparation and correcting happens outside of that time. I often worked until midnight in my job, creating resources and correcting work. That's from Karen. But another one says, I can tell you Irish teachers don't work 50 hours a week, and my wife is one of them, so I know. So, Eric, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. Can you hear me?
So, we can hear you now. The question being put forward by this 4 Day Week Foundation, I mean, they may have a point about retention and recruitment and teacher burnout. I'm sure it wouldn't be that different here. But could it be applied in this country?
The conversation you had with James there was very accurate in terms of some of the troubles and the difficulties schools are having, but I'm not so sure. I wouldn't be in favour of the 4 Day Week solution simply because I think it will have too much of a negative, detrimental effect on the students. The Irish and English system is quite different. So you asked a question to James at the start and you didn't quite know the answer. So in Ireland, the Irish teachers, we teach more, we have more contact hours with students than what they have in the UK, even though the UK year is actually longer. So Irish teachers, secondary school teachers, we teach for 167 days, while in England it's 190. However, Irish teachers in that time teach for an average of 1,150 hours, while in England they only have 950 hours. So the Irish school day is far more intense. So one of the issues I would foresee straight off is that if you wanted to keep the same number of teaching hours but squash it into 4 days, the Irish school day for teachers and students would extend probably by 2 hours or maybe more. Mm-hmm. And in that time, there'd be constant teaching, much more draining effect. The students would be drained, the teachers would be drained. And it has what we've shown in America is that it has a very detrimental effect, the 4 day week, on extracurricular activity. Yeah. So anyone that plays sports or chess club or drama or anything during the school hours, they're almost gone because, let's be honest, the kids and the teachers would be absolutely wrecked by 6 o'clock if they were in school till six.
Yeah, and of course, maybe subjects would end up being dropped.
Correct. That's one of the issues I have with education at the moment is there has been a slight downgrading in education. The new junior cert isn't as intense. There's less pressure put on students for to achieve academically, that the standards aren't as high as they used to be. And I would have a serious concern that, again, removing one fifth of the school week would result in either subjects being dropped or, again, more dumbing down, to be crude about it, more dumbing down of the quality and content that had to be studied.
And finally, Eric, I suspect there'd be a rebellion from parents.
Of course it would. Look, I'm a parent myself. When our kids get these random days off from school, it's a big deal, like having to, and I know everyone would love to be off for 4 day week, but the advantage some parents have is if they do have a shorter working week, they're at home and they can get things done when the kids aren't there. If the schools have an extra day off, the parents are at home minding the kids. And while that in itself is great, it would remove a lot of the benefits that some people working part-time or job-sharing have at the moment, where on their time off they can get things done around the house, they can have a cup of coffee, they can be a bit more leisurely. So I think a 40 week would create more problems than it would work. And I say this as a teacher, and I say this as an educator. Schools is great for students. They learn, they're in a safe environment. We saw how COVID had a detrimental impact on students when they weren't in school. And I think this would create more problems than it would actually solve.
Eric Nelligan, Assistant Principal at St. Munchan's College. Thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.